Hello. So today we are honoring the folks who have served as teachers, facilitators, mentors, and advisors to the children and youth in this congregation. And I feel so grateful for the opportunity to create alongside of each of these folks this year. A central tenet of Unitarian Universalism is that we each have a piece of the truth, and we are partners in helping to reveal that wisdom to one another. And one of the best parts of being in religious community is that we get to create intergenerational spaces, opportunities for each of us, whether young or old, to learn from each other. The folks that I'm about to invite up to the dais exemplify that practice of listening, questioning, supporting each other, helping to reveal each of our strengths. I'm going to share a little bit about each of these folks and the programs they've been involved with this past year, and then I'll invite all of them up to the front to receive a token of appreciation from the congregation. So first, I'd like to honor Hannah Grosser and Stephanie Pocky for their fearlessness as they created a pilot program for our 5th to 7th graders. They adapted a UUA curriculum about big philosophical questions, and many of our adolescents really enjoyed this program. And Wynn Montgomery also joined them on a regular basis to share his storytelling gifts with these kids. I'd like to honor Kelly Logodice and Scott McCollum for the incredible time and energy that they devoted to facilitating the Our Whole Lives sexuality education program for our 7th and 8th graders. It takes a particular kind of person to talk about sex with middle schoolers. Whether sexual health, developing one's own values, consent, sexual orientation, gender identity, the list goes on. And they created this space with such thoughtfulness, kindness, and generosity. I'd also like to honor Amy Cole for serving as a mentor in the Coming of Age program. This is the second year that I've worked alongside Amy in this capacity, and I'm just so grateful for her senses of openness, generosity, and compassion. Sorry. It's a really incredible thing to build a partnership of spiritual curiosity with one's peers and with 8th graders, and Amy has done this with such care and poise. Oh, I wear my emotions on my sleeve, and this is hard. I love all of you so much. I'd like to honor Metz, Andrew Metzroth, for being a righteous, badass high school youth advisor. We worked together, along with a couple of adults from UUCB, to create an engaging, challenging, warm space for our high school youth. And he shared such creativity, knowledge, and passion. I'd like to honor my fellow staff in the School of the Spirit, Ari Flauta, Chris Cernak, and Spencer Raymond. I felt so incredibly lucky to partner with y'all. They are an incredibly talented group. They create a safe, engaging, warm space for the children of this congregation. Ari is remarkable. They have this tremendous capacity to connect with the imaginative world of our youngest members and build a sense of UU identity through creative play. Chris and Spencer also create these amazing creative spaces for our elementary-aged kids to explore philosophy, morality, and Unitarian Universalist values. Chris is a tremendous artist and is super pragmatic and adaptable and really great at connecting with each of our kids and helping them to feel seen. And Spencer has this incredible energy. They are wonderful at engaging with our kids on different levels through philosophy, games, humor, and storytelling. And in addition to Spirit Jam, they've also facilitated both middle school and high school OWL this year, and I'm so grateful for their thoughtfulness and passion. So I'd like to invite each of you up to receive a gift from our congregation.